Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It's like what Big Cat said. Big Cat's like, I mean, I'm not going to apologize for being 8-8 and making, like, if my team made the playoffs, the Bears weren't a good team and they made the playoffs. Like, I'd just be excited we had a game to watch.
Have a blast.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast presented by Parse Rum. This is episode 45.
I got the number right. I think it's 45. I think it was higher.
I think it's 47.
It's 48. Oh, it is 45. Nice. Shoot.
Got the number right.
Congrats, Ian.
So this week we're gonna talk a little bit about baseball. There's not much happening, so we're gonna see how much we can talk about. But then we're gonna do a Desert Island top three, and the topic is childhood television shows.
And we're all 90s babies, so we will probably have some that our younger listeners may have never even heard of. But I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe you got to go back and watch them.
In honor of the Bears game being on Nickelodeon last night, did you guys see that at all?
It was kind of funny. I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch a lot of it because I'm not going to do that to Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. I mean, it's a pleasure to listen to those two comment on a game.
It was also the boringest game of all time, so I needed to hear announcers. Maybe I should have went to Nickelodeon.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
That game was a puke-worthy game to watch. Like, I'm not a Bears fan, or a Saints fan. It was just so boring. I was like, nothing. Like, it was 7-3 at half.
Once his face dropped that touchdown.
Javon Wims.
Wims had no chance.
The Bears played pretty well in the first half, and then the wheels kind of fell off, but
their defense played their ass off. Their defense said, we're going to try to give you guys a chance here.
We can only hold on for so long.
Hey, that was tough. That was tough to watch.
The one possession the Saints had in the second half there where they literally had the ball for like an entire quarter.
Yeah.
I know, Hap, you were a little bit more busy than Dakota and I were, but I didn't move for all six of those games.
If you think I moved over the last 48 hours, then you just don't know me because I was planted.
If you go down into my living room, you could see my imprint on the couch.
It's horrible down there.
Dakota, have you been betting on all of these football games?
I would never gamble. I don't know what you're talking about. Zach actually tried to bet me yesterday on the Thunder versus the Nets game. And
trying to get some mojo going for that team. And
the Thunder were plus 8.5. And he goes, I'll give you 10 points. I go, I'm going to be honest, I'm not taking that bet because KD was playing. I said, I'm not taking it. We're a rebuilding team. We're young. We're 500 right now. I'm happy to be 500. And then what happens? The Thunder go out and spank them. They spank
them. Dakota texts me either late in the third or the fourth quarter. He's like, hey, we had minus 10, right? You had Nets minus 10, and that, like, we bet, right?
Exactly. That's what I told him. I was like, yeah, we bet on this, right? Yeah, I took Thunder minus. No, I was saying I have Thunder minus.
Oh, right. 10. Right.
Dakota, are you up or down on the football weekend?
I don't bet. I don't know what you're talking about.
What about on the national championship tonight?
Bama for absolutely ever. If I were a gambler, which I'm not, I'd say Bama wins. This is also coming from my hatred of Ohio State for my entire life.
Yeah, as a Michigan State.
As a Michigan State fan, I grew up a Michigan fan, so hated them then. Went to Michigan State, hated Ohio State even more. And I just always hated them, but I just think Bama is a million times better. A million.
Zach, thoughts?
We were talking about this before. I'm honestly so on board with Dakota because you can't ever bet against Alabama, even if you're not betting. You can't think that Alabama's going to lose ever because of the talent that they have, especially with, you know, Saban just running the ship there. But I was so impressed with Justin Fields. I'm not a big college football guy, but I know that Justin Fields' name is in the QB conversations for the Jets. So I paid a little bit of attention. You know, I've been looking at his highlight film, you know, I'm trying to do some research on him. So, you know, I got my clipboard and my pen tonight. So I'll be doing some research, sending it to Joe Douglas and the Jets. If they need me, I'm here.
Hey, when you miss out on Trevor Lawrence, you got to look for plan B, I guess, somewhere.
Exactly. You know, and you know, I'm here to help.
I thought you were a big Sam Darnold fan.
I am, but I'm not going to have the guy just rot there anymore. I feel bad. I love him to death. I love him. I want him to get his shot somewhere else. And then if he stinks there, he stinks.
We also
Dakota, that's enough. Dakota, that's enough.
No, I was going to say.
Next topic.
First of all, I will die on the hill if Sam Darnold stinks, and I will die on the hill of Trevor Lawrence, the future Hall of Famer. I think Sam Darnold's horrible. I think Trevor Lawrence is the future superstar of the league. I mean, that's not a hot take. He's going to go 1-1. He's the best prospect since Andrew Luck.
Don't you think if he was so good, they would be in the national championship?
Hmm. Oh, one man wins the game now, Ian? One man?
In he football? Him.
They gave up 50 million points to Ohio State. He doesn't play defense.
He also fumbled the ball 5 times and should have had 3 picks.
I mean, your argument against Trevor Lawrence is strictly based on the fact that the Jets can't take him.
No, my hot take.
Because you would be sold right now if the Jets had 1-1. You'd say how good he was.
No, because that's not true. Because whenever we talk during the season, I always say, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, yeah, obviously he's ranked that high for a reason. He has all this, I don't know, whatever, mojo behind him. But he's lost 3 games, including high school. Where is there any adversity?
I don't know when only losing 3 games in 8 years is a detriment to your repertoire. I don't know how that's ever been a bad thing. The guy's a winner. You don't like that. You don't like winners.
Hey, let's think outside of this little square we got here. Let's go outside it. And then look, he got punched in the mouth the other night, and look what happened. He fumbled the ball 4 times. You think he's going to go into Jacksonville and lose 3 games in a year? He'll lose 3 games in the first 3 weeks.
Not if they get Urban Meyer and they have 100+ million in salary cap space.
That's a great point. Urban Meyer's been out of the game for a little bit.
Give me a 6'6" quarterback from Toledo who's seen some adversity. That's okay. That's who was said no to by all the big boys. Give me that guy.
Like, what is Zach? Zach wants the guy that went to North Dakota. I mean, his name's Trey Lance, but he wants the guy that went to North Dakota State.
No, I don't.
He wants a guy that was 2-8 in high school and he's 6-6 in the college. Like, why would you want? Like, I want to win.
Where did Drew Brees play his college football?
Purdue. He's a Boilermaker, Big Ten country.
Where did Terrell Owens go to school?
Hey, you go to Big Ten country, you get beat up. Drew Brees knows something.
Did Aaron Rodgers play his college football?
He played at Cal.
Where did Tony Romo go to school? Eastern Illinois.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
Those are the guys I want. Feed me those guys.
Where'd Pat Mahomes go? He went to Tech.
Yeah.
Feed me.
That's a terrible argument. We got to go back to the NFL, though, and shout out our boy Scotty Afrosack.
Yeah,
the Browns put an absolute beating on the Steelers last night. And Ian, who somehow just gets a foot in both camps here, Browns and Bears, he just can take them both.
Yeah.
So good. Congrats, Ian. Congrats on your win as a Browns fan.
Thanks. Yeah, I did watch the game. I have some relatives who are Steelers fans, so it was nice to rub it in a little bit. Steelers have beat the Browns for a long time.
Wait, that's nuts, too. He has another foot where he could have went if they lost.
Yeah.
Yep. Grew up in Pittsburgh. Could have went that way.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's me in the NFL. I'm a fan of everyone.
I'll say one of the craziest stats. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that Cleveland hasn't won in Pittsburgh before last night in 17 years. That's absurd to me.
How do you not accidentally win?
Like, just whoops, we somehow scored a lot of points.
We did what we did last night. How does that not happen?
Yeah, just like an accidental pick six. Like, oh, no, we didn't mean to win, but we did.
Yeah, and it's not like the Steelers have been a good team for a long time, but it's not like they haven't had any bad years in that stretch, you know?
Exactly.
Let's move on from football.
All right. Me and Zach love football, but all right, we'll do it. We'll move to baseball. Fine.
The people that are listening to this podcast, most of them, the majority of them are probably pretty upset about football right now and don't want to talk about it.
No, yeah, it's
not. Dom is not. He is standing behind Mitch Trubisky.
That's the thing. You can't be mad.
Right.
It's like what Big Cat said. Big Cat's like, I mean, I'm not going to apologize for being 8-8 and making, like, if my team made the playoffs, the Bears weren't a good team and they made the playoffs. Like, I'd just be excited we had a game to watch.
Have a blast. As long as you're on TV, have a blast.
Speaking of Big Cat, he did say he was going to come on the podcast, and where is he?
This couldn't be a worse time of the year to try to get him on.
Yeah, we're going to wait, but at some point he's coming on this podcast.
There's a lot going on. He's a very busy man. We can't knock that.
Yeah.
But before we go to a different sport.
Ian hates that we're still talking football right now.
No, we're not. I'm not even going sports. Ian, you have a new job in life now.
Oh, he's a dad.
I am a dog dad. I got a puppy.
That is incredible. You're not just going to.
She's very cute.
What's its name?
Gertrude.
It's Dakota, enough with the it.
Hey, you know why I can call it an it? Because my dog today, I go upstairs, I'm sweating, I'm dripping in sweat. I need to take a shower, a spitz, and there's 4 logs of poop on the floor, poop, and there's a puddle of pee. And I literally, my mom was gone, and I don't ever clean up the dog's poop or pee out of principle because I say, these aren't my dogs. If it were up to me, they wouldn't be here, so I wouldn't have to deal with
this. You're terrible. You're
but awful. I had to shower, so I had to clean it for the first time ever, and I hated it. It was disgusting. Poop.
It was in your bathroom?
Well, we have a little dog that somehow can make it upstairs but acts like it can't get back downstairs. It'll just sit there and whine. So I guess it was just up there for like 2 hours, pooped and peed in the bathroom. I'm like, this is where you chose to go? Okay, I see the games we're playing. Maybe I'll poop in your bathroom, which is outside. So
how old is this dog?
It's like a 5. We don't have any puppies. They're all house trained. It's just like was stuck inside, and when it gets scared, it'll do that.
That's tough.
Is Gertrude and Kevin going to be great friends?
Ooh. Gertrude kind of looks like Kevin right now.
I was going to say, I'm not going to lie, it kind of does look like Kevin.
Yeah, they have very similar coats, so I'm sure they'll be friends. I talked to Riz today, and Kevin was yapping a little bit in the background.
What kind of dog is Gertrude?
She's a Vizsla.
I do think she's cute right now, but I hate when dogs are cute, like when they're puppies and they grow up and they're just kind of ugly.
Dakota, you don't like dogs. It's fine. It's not fine, but stop trying to cover it up.
No, I like cute puppies.
That's what she is right now. She's little and she's cute and she's a slinky, but she's finding her voice and starting to bark. And
ooh,
your neighbor's going to call the cops on you now.
Just a little bit of payback for the neighbor who hasn't been evicted yet somehow. Let's talk about the Frankie Lindor trade.
Ooh, Zach, that's your team.
It was my team, correct.
Zach, how do you feel about the Mets making a huge push and Steve Cohen spending money left and right?
I think the funniest thing about Steve Cohen is I follow obviously people from New York. He's so active on Twitter and will like not show his cards, but he'll be like, ooh, guys, something's brewing. Like, nah, just kidding. And then the next day he trades for Lindor. It's like he's so interactive with, I mean, I don't follow him or anything, but it just comes across of my feed and I'm just like, there's no way it's actually him, right?
I don't follow him, but I do follow Stroman. And the craziest interaction the other day after the trade happened, Stroman tweeted at Cohen, like, I love you.
You're the best, amazing. Right.
I'm like, who does that? Who's tweeting at the owner about an awesome trade? Like, what kind of world are we living in right now?
I did have a problem. I texted you guys when it first happened. I was watching TV and the trade happened. It's all over Twitter or whatever. And I'm on SportsCenter and it's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, like, that was weird.
You get the little, like not even like a breaking news. It was just like Lindor headed to the Big Apple. And it's like
that,
this
that,
is one of the yeah. best players in baseball. This should be everywhere.
That's what I was going to say. That's a top 15, 20 player in the game. And it's just like,
and we've nothing. Said just, this. It's just
like, oh, he's been like, traded. That's it.
The game of baseball is just so poorly marketed and like promoted. And it, like, that is just such an easy way to, it wasn't even trending on Twitter. And it was just like, how?
Yeah. And it's a good example of how playing in that market in Cleveland, they have a great fan base. Like the people from Cleveland care. Obviously Lindor is really famous there, but Lindor isn't marketed well. Like, Lindor is a guy who is so happy to play the game, like such a great example of how baseball should be played. And I'm glad that he's going to get a chance in New York to show that off and do it on a national stage because he deserves that.
Wasn't it you who said, so like, I love obviously watching Javi take ground balls. And I might have said it to you. And you were like, bro, whenever we play against Cleveland, or like whenever he's around, guys will make sure they go watch him take ground balls. It's so like, just, it's literally poetry in motion. You would say it's a completely different world.
I got a chance to watch in 2018. We were trying to do this thing. LaStella and I, mostly LaStella, was kind of spearheading this thought that what if players from both teams practiced together, like not every day and not every game, but like once a series, especially teams you don't see that often, like the Indians and the Cubs. So it was 18, I believe, they came to Wrigley. And so Lindor and Javi, who are best friends from Puerto Rico, were taking ground balls before BP, you know, early work together on the field and like turning double plays with Tommy. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. They're such good athletes. And like watching those dudes field ground balls together, I was like, oh my, like people should be able to see that. Like that's something that should have been on MLB Network. It should have gotten a lot more attention than it did. And there should have been like a 5-minute video that goes on YouTube of Javi and Lindor taking ground balls together, doing this and making these really awesome plays that kids could watch, because like those two dudes are examples of how the game should be played, how to have fun playing baseball. And like we thought about that. We were like, what if teams took BP? What if you got to see Trout take BP with Bellinger when those guys play each other once a year? Like what would that look like instead of just the All-Star game? Like that would be cool. Even if it's just one time a year, but that's the game needs to be better at marketing itself.
I don't know how like you guys would feel, you know, you particularly being in the big leagues for a few years, but like I think it would be so cool to have more mic'd up, you know, to have a constant running camera that's, you don't need sound, whatever it is, just like on MLB Network before in July or whatever it is, you know, guys just want to see like, all right, here's Ian Happ's, you know, BP routine. You go in there just like talking, like just little things like that. Like you said, like imagine just a camera following around Javi doing his infield work, you know, where like, it's so cool now on Instagram where you see these big leaguers that are having their off season hitting documented and it's on their Instagram or from a different account. And it's like, wow, that's so sick. You know, like they're having such high level conversations and it's like, not everybody gets, we're fortunate enough to hear that, you know? And it's like, if that got out, it's just so cool when those mic'd up moments get out. You know, like when Aaron Boone got thrown out, that was the coolest thing ever because it showed something that people don't see all the time.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about the game and where we're at right now. And the reason why we've been able to not quite keep up but stay in the same realm as the NFL and the NBA is because we have so much content, is because we play 162 games and we're always on. But we haven't even tapped into what that might look like. You know, there's so much more of the behind the scenes of players practicing and working out. Like we're at the field, and I can't really speak for the other professional sports, but talking to some guys, like I feel like we are at the field longer than any other sport, just because you know, for a 7 o'clock game, you're getting there at 1 and you're staying till 11 or 12. And just like our preparation time, actually being physically at the ballpark, it's so long that there's times that people don't get to see. And like the coolest thing for fans is when they get to come early to BP and be on the field and like watch it. So if you can give that experience more, I think it would be really helpful, especially for young kids. Like put a 2-5 minute clip, you know, 2-minute, 5-minute clip on YouTube. That's how content's being digested. Like why can't we do more of that?
Who else wouldn't want to see Dakota diving in the outfield for BP?
Dakota literally will call off an outfielder. He's not afraid.
Exactly. No, that's great. No, that is his rule.
I learned my lesson. I know better than that. And I get pissed because I'm out there busting my ass, making plays in center during BP. And then I have to get out of the way for Ian, who's coming out to center, just to stand there and maybe track. He'll get 4 balls hit in his way. He'll go for one of them. And I just have to sit there and go pick up the other 3 instead of catching all 4, which I do. So, you know, it's just I get mad when they run out there and take my spot because I'm like, hey, I want to make plays. You guys already do this for a living.
The toughest one is when you have like a guy you've played with or like are friends with, like Dakota's out there and he gets in my way. I can be like, fucking move. Like I need to get my work in. But Kimbrel is like a huge outfield going after every ball, and he doesn't like do it from right center to left center. Like he does it from center. So he'll stand next to you and like run down a ball with you pretty much. And the guy's been in the big leagues forever. He's one of the best, if not the best closer of all time. And so you can't say anything. Like you can't be like, hey, Craig, like, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to take a couple fly balls and just like hope that he stops running after him. But really you have no control. Like you're just kind of like hoping that when he goes and runs for one, that the next 2 are hit your way so you can go get him.
You just have to accept the fact that he's taking them from you.
Basically, yeah.
We should be able to throw pens if that's the case.
Go ahead. Exactly right. You act like I'm like waiting on the mound. Like, go ahead, throw a bullpen before the game. Get a catcher.
But when you want to throw the pen, like when you're like, all right, I'm going to go throw a pen, or like, I'm going to go do my catch, it would be like coming in and being like, move over. I need to play catch with your guy.
Dakota, can I get on the Rapsodo here?
Just move over for a second.
I always get out of your way. I'm not happy about it. I'm going to complain about it, but I get out of your way.
Top three.
Okay.
Childhood TV shows, Desert Island.
Yep.
Top three.
Yep.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Dakota's got it. It's his idea.
I mean, I feel like the easiest one is SpongeBob. I could still watch SpongeBob today and find entertainment.
All right, Dakota, that's a great point because Scotty, friend of the pod, fan of the pod.
Fan.
Not really a friend.
He's been on.
He has been on.
Sure. He has been on. Sorry, Scott. Anyway, we'll send each other clips of SpongeBob like that'll just randomly – and it gets funnier and funnier the older you are.
Because they make little comments in there that you're like, I didn't even realize what they were saying with that.
Yep. All right, Dakota, I'll start sending you some, Dakota. I love that at you.
I'm going to go the other way. I was never a huge SpongeBob guy.
All right, and that's been episode 45 of the comp.
And you must have just had a real sad child. Like, I need to speak to your mother.
I'll let you in on a little secret.
What were you watching? Ed, and Eddie? Ooh, you're on Cartoon Network instead of Nickelodeon?
If you were on Cartoon Network opposed to Nickelodeon, no. See you later.
Dakota, what's your number two?
Dakota, Ian was probably playing the violin.
That's true. Jeez. My number two is Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Ooh.
I love that show growing up.
I wasn't really a Disney guy.
Yeah, that was a Disney. Ooh, I did switch it up from Nickelodeon there.
Yeah.
And my third one, which I know Zach will like, I think it might be on his list if I had to guess.
Come on.
And I'm not afraid. I'm not even ashamed to say how much I loved this show, but iCarly was a plus-plus show.
God, it wasn't on mine, but I would watch iCarly. I swear to God, I have DirecTV and they have the Teen Nick and it's always on every single time. That and Drake and Josh, I'm pressing.
Oh, I forgot about Drake and Josh. I want to change out Suite Life as Zach and Cody for Drake and Josh. I made a change.
You can't.
Correction to the stats. Drake and Josh replaces Suite Life as Zach and Cody. I'm sorry. Suite Life of Zack and Cody honorable mention, but Drake and Josh was fantastic.
So good,
dude. Oh, it was awesome.
So good.
iCarly was a legendary show too.
iCarly was a great show.
That is a good one.
Who's Carly on iCarly?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah.
Megan.
That's Drake and Josh for everybody at home. For all you youngins out there that don't know.
Zach?
Yes. As I said, Drake and Josh was one of them.
Okay.
Again, as we said, SpongeBob.
Oh, wow.
Appreciate it.
Number three. I honestly, this is probably tied for one. Rocket Power.
Rocket Power was a legendary show.
Dakota, stop. Close your mouth.
No. I always liked Rocket Power, but it was never like everyone talks about like how much they liked it. I was like, it's all right. It was good. It was a good show.
There was a time like – I think in AA, we had these long ass bus rides and it was just, I didn't have Netflix or anything. I went onto YouTube and watched, like I'm saying, I didn't have anything to watch on Netflix. I wasn't currently watching anything.
So you'd watch Rocket Power and you were 24 years old.
I would just literally one or two times I would say, you know what? I'm gonna watch a Rocket Power episode.
I wish I would have caught you on that. I would have made so much fun of you.
No, you wouldn't have.
Rocket Power is a great show.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Better than Suite Life of...
The fact that Ian doesn't like SpongeBob, I can't wait to hear his top three because I'm just going to – they're immediately going to be torn apart.
Yep. It's going to be like the guy who would paint whatever his name was, Bob Ross.
Bob Ross? That show is fucking amazing. I want it so badly. For all of our listeners out there, my goal in life is to own an original Bob Ross. So if there's anybody out there that has ties to an original Bob Ross, I'm in the market.
Oh, man. What are your three in?
Wait, can I ask a question really quick? How do you feel about Josh Bell? Josh Bell is the – not Josh Bell, the baseball player. Isn't Drake and Josh – isn't it Josh Bell?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you feel about him being a TikTok YouTuber person now?
Everybody's one. Look at us. We're on YouTube.
Yeah, who isn't, you know, at this point? It's also Josh Peck and Drake Bell. My statisticians just told us.
I put them together. I put them together and I made him a baseball player, Josh Bell.
That's a great effort.
Okay. I'll give you my three. Rocket Power is on mine. Rocket Power is one of my three. I was a big Rocket Power fan. I think Rocket Power and Rugrats and SpongeBob were kind of the three morning Nickelodeon shows of our childhood.
Yes.
But just Rocket Power is on mine. Number two, and I can't think of the name of the show, and I should have just looked it up, but I didn't.
The fact that you don't know the name of the show and it's in your top three. Oh, my. What is it, Ian? Give us the description, please.
I'm going to look up the name first.
No. I want to hear your description before the name.
I just called our research team.
And they're on it?
Yeah. Lizzie McGuire on Disney. That show was incredible with Hilary Duff. You're telling me you didn't watch Lizzie McGuire?
I did not. I didn't watch Disney. I literally stuck to my movie and watched Nickelodeon.
Ian, I'll give you Lizzie McGuire was okay, but you're gonna sit here and tell me Lizzie McGuire was a better show than SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yes.
You don't mean that.
I do. I mean it.
It just says so much about you. That's all. That's all it is.
How did you feel about? Wait, I'll do my third before I talk about some honorable mentions. My third, which I will say is my best, Kim Possible.
Ooh, yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you Kim Possible. I loved Kim Possible.
Kim Possible was a heck of a show.
Didn't watch it, Zach?
Did you not hear?
Why did you hate Disney so much?
Just through and through. Nickelodeon, slime, baby. Come on.
Can I ask about some honorable mentions? How do you feel about
this guy said Lizzie McGuire, but not SpongeBob. Oh, my God.
How did you feel about Even Stevens?
That was a good show, too.
Didn't watch.
Was it on Nickelodeon?
Didn't watch.
It was a good show.
Did you guys watch all that?
Was Even Steven the one with Beans?
Yeah, that was the one with Beans.
Beans was hilarious.
Hey, did you guys watch all that?
I don't know what all that is.
What's all that?
Oh, my God.
What about that show with Amanda Bynes?
I'm saying the Amanda Show. Banger.
Oh, I know all that now.
Yeah. What about
with Kenan and Kel? Oh,
whoa.
Great show. I don't know if you can say is it a childhood show? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Ooh,
that's a great one. It would start at 9 o'clock.
But that's almost a like more of a middle school. Like you were a little older when you watched that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what about Nickelodeon? The Victorious.
Love. Great one.
That was in the iCarly family.
Ned's the classified.
Ned's the what about Jimmy Neutron?
Oh, Jimmy Neutron was like, hey, good. Fairly Odd Parents.
Great Fairly one. Odd Parents.
Another great one.
Oh, wow. Are you guys sensing something here? They're all coming from Nickelodeon.
A lot of honorable mentions here.
What else is
and all these honorable mentions are 10 times better than Lizzie McGuire.
Ian's honorable mentions are better than his top three.
Literally. Not true. Because he had Rocket Power in there.
Rocket Power.
I feel good about my Lizzie McGuire. I feel like people are going to resonate with my Lizzie McGuire. But whatever, the Lizzie McGuire movie? Come on.
For sure. They'll resonate with that. Yeah. Idiots over SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, man.
Go back and watch some SpongeBob, Ian. You'd love it right now.
Zach, quick question. Are the SpongeBob memes that you get, are they funnier than the Harry Potter memes than us? Because we really enjoy the Harry Potter memes.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not funnier.
I've actually cried laughing at the Harry Potter memes.
Zach sends them. He doesn't even know what they're like. He doesn't know the scene. Like me and Ian sent him, and we know exactly what's happening in that scene. Yeah. Zach's just like, "Oh, this looks funny. I'm just gonna throw
what
this."
What was the first one I sent when you? Oh, when you guys left,
it was Harry waving goodbye outside the train to Hagrid. And you just sent it, and you didn't even know it, but it was great.
Dakota, remember that time that we left the compound and Zach didn't dap us up?
That was or Nico. That was honestly it threw a wrench in our friendship with both of them because I felt like we didn't matter to them because we didn't get a dap up in like a little bro hug. Like they just said, "All right, see ya." Stayed in their seats.
Out the door before I could do anything.
No shot. It wasn't like we snuck out. You knew we were leaving. You had the opportunity. That's on you. We came back in after the car was packed. We're not getting into this again, okay?
It felt like a Saturday Night Live skit. I would like to redo it where they don't get up and
it was unbelievable.
No, I'm not getting off that hill.
Zach, where are you going to stay in Florida for spring training?
I have an apartment, with one of my best friends from college who was with the Tigers. We were very fortunate.
Well, it's going to be great fun.
Yes, very much. I think it's right next to the facility, which would also be a very new experience for me. I have never been there.
Were you planning on going down February 1st?
Yep. Yep.
Are you keeping that plan?
No, I actually got called today and they said, you know, obviously you got the text the other day. When are you planning on coming? And I was like, honestly, like, I have something to do now. The 4th, I have to stay home. But then I was planning on either the 5th or the 6th. And they're like, all right, if you're still planning on that, just give us a call and we'll figure it out. So what about you? When are you guys, Dakota, when are you going?
As soon as they'll let me.
Yeah.
If they say, well, I have to first get invited to big league camp, hopefully, to be determined. But I will go down basically as soon as it's allowed because it's a lot warmer there and I'd rather throw there than indoors for the rest of the off season.
Yep. Pap, when are you going? I mean, you've been there.
I was thinking second week of February, but
we'll all right, see. I'll beat you there because I grind more.
How sad is it going to be without the compound at the compound?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for the compound without the compound. I'm considering thing at the compound. I'm not positive yet if I'm going to stay there or not. I'm just – what I'm thinking about this spring training – because I was thinking about staying closer into Scottsdale. Then I was thinking about it, and I was like, there's going to be nothing. Like, you can't do anything. What's the
point? Can't do anything. You know? Why would you not stay at the compound?
Because it's just – it's far from the facility. It's just a far
drive, but it is worth it.
It's far from everything, yeah. But
you can get your free throws in. You can play tennis again.
You need to get your free throws in.
That's
a good point.
Yep.
Dakota, do you know that every time you have a bottle of Parse rum, you plant a tree in Colombia?
I actually have heard that. I wasn't sure if that was true. I'm glad you could confirm it. But that's great. I love saving the environment. That's what I'm all about. That's what this podcast is built on.
Did you know that you can get a bottle of Parse at your local Benny's?
We don't have Benny's in Michigan, but yes, I did know that you could do that in Chicago area.
Zach, did you know that if you're in New York, in Kingston, you can go online to parserum.com to get a bottle of Parse?
Yep. I had a few friends here who have done it. And with them buying, as we said before, they planted some trees. It's a win-win.
I mean, I think that with all of our listeners who have gotten Parse, we've probably done a whole forest worth of trees right now. I know you can't bring alcohol into the stadium at Wrigley, but like, I want people to be buying Parse bottles and I want to be signing them. I want to be signing Parse bottles. I want to sign more Parse bottles than baseballs this year.
That is incredible. You're going to too.
Yeah, that's my goal. It's my goal in life.
Or it's like you're walking out to your car. If someone's like, stop, you're like, hey, can you sign my bottle of Parse? You're like, hell yeah, I can.
Be like, yes, 100%. I will never say no to signing a bottle of Parse or any, even, or a obvious shirt. I would say yes to signing an obvious shirt. And I'd also say yes two times. I would sign the same shirt twice if it was an obvious shirt. When I say Parse, you say rum, Parse.
Rum.
Nice.
Wow.
Zach's sleeping.
Yep.
Hands are sleeping.
Also, Ian, should we... Yeah. Give a sneak peek into next week's guest, who is now a member of the Washington Nationals. We can't say who. But he may have signed with the Nationals this week, and he might be a former Cub and a friend of the pod.
Outfielder, right?
I think he's an outfielder. He might be a lefty.
Was a catcher at one point?
Yeah, he's got a lot of power. Played in Indiana.
Former friend of the pod.
He's been on before.
Coming back on.
Yep.
You can take your guesses and tweet at us who you think is coming on next week.
It could be anybody.
Give that many hints.
We're not going to say yes or no. It's just get your guesses out.
Yeah. Big week this week. Arbitration deadline at the end of the week. We'll have a lot of things to talk about next week. And we'll have our friend of the pod that we're not going to say his name next week.
They can go back and listen to each episode and see who has been a friend of the pod, who's going to the Nationals, and who it could potentially be.
That's true.
A lot of people went back and listened to the Boog Shiambi episode, which was really cool after that was announced. So thanks to everybody who went back and listened. It's probably a new friend of the pod.
Did you see his video he put on Twitter of him commenting the game in Central Park?
Hilarious.
So good.
It's because he's a legend.
Yes.
That's what he does. He does things like that because he's a legend. That's episode 45.
Screen time.
Screen time. Shit.
Uh-oh.
What do you guys got?
I didn't prepare this week.
You didn't cheat?
343.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's yours that- worse?
430.
Jeez, ooh. Oh, Pete.
3 hours and 2 minutes. I will take the W. Thank you very much.
Damn where it. Are you I was right going now? For three straight.
Where are you?
Chicago.
What's that time difference? Is that 1 hour?
Yeah, it's an hour behind us, so we'll add one.
Yep. I still come in last. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you do. That's episode 45.
Of the Compound Podcast, presented by Parsay Rum. Go get your Parsay at Benny's. Don't forget your obvious shirts, because we are going to have a season this year. It is going to start on time, and you need to wear your obvious shirt for the season. That's episode 45 of the Compound Podcast, presented by Parsay Rum. We'll have a left fielder on that plays for the Nats next week. Goodbye.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.